At the scene of the wreck, Ohio State troopers had a problem. The man behind the wheel of the semi-truck that had just killed a college athlete didn't speak a word of English. So they pulled out Google Translate. And when they asked him, through the app, where his truck's dashcam had gone, Behzad Asrarov allegedly pointed to his own pocket. Troopers reached in and found the dashcam, plus 3 cell phones and a tablet. 5 devices, allegedly hidden on his body, while a 21-year-old lay dead a few hundred feet away on the interstate median. You're listening to Civic Intelligence, where the receipts do the talking. Today, a goalkeeper is dead, a truck driver who couldn't manage a sentence in English is booked in an Ohio jail, and the only criminal charge filed against him has nothing to do with how that young man died. It happened just after 1:30 in the morning on July 5, 2026, on southbound Interstate 71 near mile marker 82, outside West Jefferson in Madison County, Ohio. According to local news accounts of the Ohio State Highway Patrol's investigation, a southbound Freightliner Cascadia semi-truck, driven by Behzad Asrarov, rear-ended a 2025 Honda Accord, then crossed the median cable barrier into oncoming traffic. Behind the wheel of that Accord was Tobias. Everyone called him Toby. Forsyth, 21 years old, a goalkeeper for the UMass Lowell men's soccer team. He was pronounced dead at the scene. Asrarov was taken to a Columbus hospital with injuries described as non-life-threatening. Toby Forsyth's path to that highway was the kind of story college sports pages are built on. A 2023 graduate of Gahanna Lincoln High School, just outside Columbus, he played goalkeeper at Ashland University for 2 seasons, transferred to Shawnee State in 2025, and started all 17 of its games, then transferred again to UMass Lowell as an economics major for the spring 2026 season. He'd been a River Hawk for only months when he died. According to UMass Lowell's athletic department, head coach Kyle Zanoni said, "Toby was everything you hope for in a student athlete and an even better person. He was humble, honest, selfless, and the definition of hard work." Athletic director Lynn Coutts said the entire athletics department was heartbroken by Toby's passing, and that he'd be remembered as a cherished member of the UMass Lowell family. Seth Miller, a sports performance coach who'd worked with him, put it more simply. "Great character. He was always funny, always smiling, an amazing work ethic. 21 years old. He had so much to live for." The UMass Lowell men's soccer program posted its own tribute, mourning a goalkeeper whose work ethic and character, teammates said, had left a lasting impact in just months with the River Hawks. Only months on the roster, and he'd already left a mark that his coaches and teammates are now describing in the past tense. Here's where the story turns, and where it gets genuinely strange. Troopers at the scene discovered Asrarov spoke no English at all. Unable to run a normal interview, they questioned him through Google Translate. And when the app relayed a question about the truck's missing dash cam, Asrarov allegedly pointed to his own pocket, according to Fox News and local Columbus television coverage. That's where troopers found it, along with 3 phones and a tablet. 5 devices, allegedly concealed on his person instead of left, where an investigator would expect them. That act of concealment, not the crash, is what generated the criminal charge Behzad Asrarov is now booked on. He faces 1 count, tampering with evidence, a 3rd-degree felony under Ohio Revised Code, Section 2921.12, according to the Madison County Sheriff's Office jail roster. He has not been charged with vehicular homicide, aggravated vehicular homicide, or manslaughter. No count tied to Toby Forsyth's death has been filed as of this writing, and no arraignment date has been confirmed. To be clear about what that means, Ohio has, so far, treated hiding a dash cam as the prosecutable event and treated the death of a 21-year-old as background. That may change. It hasn't yet, and no civil lawsuit connected to the crash has been reported either. Azrarov was admitted to the United States in 2024 through the Diversity Visa Lottery, the congressionally authorized Green Card Lottery, during the Biden administration. That's a specific, distinct immigration category, separate from asylum, temporary protected status, or humanitarian parole. And this episode won't blur those categories together. The lottery admits a limited number of applicants a year, chosen at random, mostly from countries that have historically sent few immigrants to the United States, and only after they clear a vetting process. What current reporting has not established is when or how, after that admission, Azrarov obtained an Ohio commercial driver's license, a CDL, that let him get behind the wheel of an 80,000-pound truck without being able to hold a conversation with the troopers who pulled him over. That gap remains open. Nobody in the public record has filled it in yet, and neither will we. We also won't claim he failed some English test on record, because no such test result has been reported, only that he needed a translation app to talk to police at the scene of a fatal crash. In May of 2025, U.S. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy, a Republican, signed an order directing stricter enforcement of English proficiency standards for commercial drivers, rescinding an enforcement memo from 2016, issued under the Obama administration, that had given inspectors discretion to look past a failed English check. On its own, that policy shift proves nothing about how or when Azrarov got his license. But Duffy didn't stay quiet about the case itself. He named Azrarov directly in a post on X. "We cannot let truckers like Azrarov, who can't read our road signs or speak to law enforcement, drive 80,000-pound rigs on America's highways." Everyone else has said nothing. Homeland Security Secretary Mark Wayne Mullen, a Republican who took the job in March of 2026, succeeding Kristi Noem, hasn't commented on this case. Ohio Governor Mike DeWine, a Republican, whose state has jurisdiction over the crash itself, hasn't commented. Massachusetts Governor Maura Healey, a Democrat, whose state is home to Toby Forsyth's university, hasn't commented either. And Madison County Prosecutor Nicholas Adkins, whose office actually filed the one charge on the books, hasn't put a public statement on the record explaining why that charge is the only one so far. Four officials, two parties, one dead college athlete, and total silence from three of them, while the fourth, Secretary Duffy, used the case to make a policy argument about a rule his own department had already changed 2 months before the crash. The one office that could actually add a homicide count to this case, the Madison County Prosecutor, is the quietest of all. A 21-year-old goalkeeper is dead. The man who allegedly killed him spoke no English at the scene and, troopers say, hid a dash cam and three phones in his pocket rather than let investigators find them. And yet the only crime Behzod Azrarov has been charged with is concealing that evidence. Not the crash that ended Toby Forsyth's life. He is presumed innocent of even that single charge, and nothing here asserts otherwise. But how a man who couldn't speak the language got a commercial license to drive a rig, that size is a question nobody in office has answered. And right now, nobody in office is even being asked to. Every fact in this episode, the charging record, the jail roster, the statements, the statute, is sourced and linked on The Full Story. Check every source for yourself at civicintelligence.news. Subscribe for the next one.